16. Ashton. I enter the elevator and ride it up to the fourth floor with a smile on my face. It dings before the door slides open, and I step off it. I make my way to the office door and enter. My mother looks up at me from her seat while her therapist stands from her desk. Ashton? She nods, gesturing to the seat that I sit in every time I've been forced to attend these godforsaken sessions. How are you feeling? She asks, lowering herself to her seat. Great. I give her a big smile. Her eyes go from mine to my mother's. How was the ceremony? She gets right to the point. Saint has been using my body as it was intended. It hurts to even sit down, and my ass is so sore. And my pussy? Fuck. It burns when I pee. I've had so much sex in the past 48 hours that I have a UTI. I didn't even know that was possible until I began to cry after I peed. Saint had come running in, asking what was wrong. He then explained to me what it was. I thought something was seriously wrong with me. And don't even get me started on my throat. It hurts to swallow. Last night, I was brushing my teeth and noticed I had bruises on the back of my mouth from Saint's cock fucking it. But no matter how much it hurts or how sore I am, I can't get enough of him. The man is unstoppable. I never stopped to think about what he'd be like when told he can't fuck for 3 years. I've been tied to his bed back at Carnage for 2 days now while he made good on his promise of making me his whore. It was good. I'm no longer a virgin, so there's that. I decide to say with a shrug, leaving out the details. They know how sex works. They look back and forth at one another again, and my mother turns in her chair to face me. Meaning? I bled? Did my father not tell her this? I figured he would. The way they both look at me, they seem surprised I'm even here. So maybe my father hadn't said anything, and she thought he left me on the streets. That's good. My mother's therapist interrupts whatever my mother was about to say. Congratulations, Ashton. You're officially a woman now. Does that mean I no longer have to attend these sessions? I ask. What do you know? I wasn't a sex addict. I will be now, though. I think I'd like to continue seeing you. She interrupts my mother once more. Once a week should be enough. Averting her eyes, she looks down at her pen and paper and writes in her notebook. I refrain from sighing. Why? I ask. She frowns, looking up at me. I think it's best that we save that for our next session. Her eyes go from mine to my mother's briefly, and I wonder if I'm going to start seeing her on my own. My mother won't like that at all. She's too nosy to let me come by myself. But if I start coming alone, does that mean she can't tell my mother what we discuss? I'll ask her that next time. I remain silent throughout the rest of my mother's session, tuning them out. I have nothing else to say. And unlike my mother, I don't care what her issues are that she needs to discuss with a therapist. I'd rather not know so my father can't question me what is said between them. Not like he'd ask anyway. Pretty sure he doesn't give a shit about my mother. We're riding the elevator down after her session when her cell rings. I catch sight of an unknown number before she can decline it. You can get that if you need to, I inform her. Ignoring me, she shoves her cell into her Louis Vuitton and straightens her shoulders. She's mad. I'm pretty sure it's at me. I'm not sure what I can and can't do anymore to make her happy. Once outside, I walk toward my car, not even bothering to tell her goodbye, when she grabs my arm and turns me to face her. She's got her sunglasses on, shielding her eyes from me. Remember what I said, Ash. About what? I need her to explain what she means exactly. About Saint. It's the first time she's referenced him, and it makes me wonder which spade brother she would have chosen for me to be with. A lord, in general? I nod. Ah. He'll never love me. I remember. When I turn back to my car, she spins me around again. Mom! I snap, yanking my arm free. Her cell rings again, and she huffs. Digging it out of her purse, I see unknown on her screen. And as she takes a second to decline it once more, I jump into my car and speed off. I'm supposed to meet Saint back at Carnage, and I'm already late.
Saint. I sit in my parents' home theater room. The lights are off and Titanic plays on the screen before me. I'm relaxed back on one of the large couches. My back is propped up on pillows with one arm behind my head. The other absentmindedly rubs Ashton's thigh over the Hermes blanket she's wrapped up in. We had planned on going swimming earlier, but the storm hit, so she suggested watching Titanic. It's her favorite movie of all time. I don't hate it, but I've watched it more times than I care to. My cell lights up next to me and I pick it up to see it's a text from Hayden. I'm at your parents'. Where the fuck are you? I type back my reply. In the media room? The one place I didn't look. Be right there. My eyes fall to her and I slowly pull the blanket back to see she's still dressed in her swimsuit from earlier. We've been in here maybe 30 minutes and she was out almost immediately. We didn't get any sleep last night. Well, I didn't. I kept her up for most of it. She passed out a couple of times, but I didn't allow her to stay asleep. Being told for 3 years that you can't fuck and then getting the one thing you've always wanted means I'll use her every chance I get, any way that I can. I'll sleep when I die. She's been mine for 2 weeks now and I still can't get enough of her. I type out a quick message to Hayden. Will you stop by my room and grab a few things? Sure. What do you need? I respond and place my phone back down next to me, feeling something dig into the side of my leg. I reach down and see it's the sucker she brought in here with her. Mine is next to my cell, both still wrapped and untouched. So are the peach rings that she loves. A few minutes later, the door opens and I watch to see if the soft light coming in through the hallway phases her. She doesn't move. Hayden walks around to the front of the couch we're sitting on and smirks when he sees she's passed out. My eyes drop to his hands, and he tosses the things that he picked up in my room onto my lap. Have a seat, I tell him. He removes his black leather jacket, which I see is wet, letting me know it's still storming outside. He tosses it to the side, then crawls onto the couch and sits opposite of me, getting comfortable, his right arm placed along the back of the cushions. His left hand reaches down and pushes her dark hair from her face. She's on her right side, her back to the screen. Both knees are bent to her chest and she's tucked into a ball, softly snoring away. I love to watch her sleep. She looks so peaceful. I almost feel sorry for what I'm about to do to her. Almost. Help me roll her over onto her back, I say, and he sits up, pushing her shoulders to lay her flat. Her head falls to the side, and her chest rises and falls from a deep intake of breath. The first thing I do is untie both knots that sit on her narrow hips before removing the black bikini bottoms. Then I take the rope that he brought me from my room and begin to tie it around her upper thighs, making my way down to her ankles. It doesn't have to be precise or pretty. Then I pick up her legs and push her knees to her chest. Hold her legs. I nod to her sleeping body and he grabs her thighs, pulling them to rest on her chest. A soft moan comes from her parted lips, but her eyes remain closed. I bring her arms down and cross her wrists behind her knees. Taking the remainder of the rope, I tie them together. Put her back on her side. We roll her onto her right side, facing the inside of the couch once again. I then undo the knots to remove the last bit of her bathing suit and toss it to the floor so that she's now naked. I have her ass and cunt right next to me, and her head is next to Hayden. He picks it up while moving closer to me so her head can rest on his jeans-clad thigh. She begins to stir, fighting the rope, but her eyes remain closed. Hayden gathers her long dark hair into his left fist and jerks her head back, making her eyes flutter before they close. He leans farther back into the couch cushion and bends his knees, bringing his legs up a little. Her head is now centered in his lap. I run my fingers over her pussy before I force one into her. She's not nearly ready, but she will be soon. Wake up, sweetheart, I say, pulling it out before pushing it into her once again. Her eyes flutter open and she stiffens, taking in the scene. We've had this conversation before, sharing her with the guys. I brought it up the other night how turned on she was at the vow ceremony when everyone watched me fuck her. I then asked how she felt if I were to let Hayden and Cashton fuck her. Her cheeks turned red and she couldn't look me in the eyes. It was adorable and all the answer that I needed. I didn't plan on it happening today, but here we are. I love to show off what I have, and what better way than to let them have a little taste. I'll limit them, of course, to what I allow them to do to her, but I'm excited to see how much she enjoys it.
Saint?
She questions sleepily. I lean over, running my knuckles down her pretty face. You're going to be a good girl for me, Ash. She nods, swallowing nervously.
Yes.
She whispers, and I give her a proud smile. Righting himself, he unzips his jeans and pulls out his dick. He rubs the tip against her pouty lips. Open wide, baby girl, he orders. Her eyes may be open, but they're heavy and unfocused as she looks around aimlessly. Her mind tries to catch up with what she sees and why she can't move. I slap her ass hard enough to leave a handprint, and she gasps. He takes the opportunity to shove the head of his dick into her mouth. Her eyes start to focus, and her body wiggles in the rope. He slides his knuckles down the side of her face as she looks up at him and begins to realize his dick is in her mouth. She moans around it, her hands fisting, trying to straighten out her legs. Sucking my dick is such a whore thing to do, Ash, Hayden tells her, and she blinks, confused by his words. I adjust myself to lie on my side so I have better access to her ass and pussy. I slap it, making her jump. She begins to mumble incoherent words around his dick, and his free hand grips her neck. She fights harder when he takes away her air. Just hold it, he tells her. No licking, no sucking. Just fucking lie here and drool all over my cock, baby girl. Keep it nice and warm for me. She blinks rapidly as I remove the finger from her cunt and pour lube directly on her ass. He lets go of her throat and she opens her mouth wider to take a deep breath. But he pushes her face farther down, more of his cock entering her mouth. Breathe through your nose, he commands, tapping the side of her face, making her flinch, or you won't breathe at all. She wiggles, lying on her side, knees up to her chest, arms tied behind her knees. I pick up the sucker that she had brought with her in here and unwrap it. I place it in my mouth and suck on it for a few seconds. I don't swallow to get it nice and wet. I pull it free from my lips and place it at her cunt. I turn it in a circular motion before pushing it into her. Just enough that the cherry sucker disappears. After a second, I pull it out and pop it back into my mouth. Cherry and pussy, my favorite flavors, I say, sucking her off it. Hayden laughs. You just can't help yourself, can you? I snort, popping the sucker from my lips and putting it back into her wet pussy, loving the way she tries to pull away. She's not going anywhere. I'm in the mood to share my toy. That's all you, isn't it, sweetheart? I push it a little farther until my fingertips are at the entrance of her wet cunt before I pull it free. She loves a cock in her mouth. I stick my tongue out and twist the sucker as I run her juices along it, moaning around the taste. His fist, gripping her hair, shoves her head down and she gags as his cock hits the back of her throat while his free hand goes back to her neck once again. Her hips buck and her body tenses. I sit up and place a hand on her hip, pinning her down to the couch while my free hand slides between her legs and pushes two fingers into her. Suck it, he orders, looking down at her. Come on, baby girl. You wanna suck my cock so bad, then fucking suck. He pulls her mouth off his length to shove her down onto it again. Her pussy clenches on my fingers as she makes slurping and gagging sounds around him. He holds her head in place once again and I push a third finger into her. You're getting wetter, sweetheart, I remove them only to shove them back in. My fingers dig into her hip, holding her down, knowing they'll leave bruises. I might share her with my friends, but there will be limits. They can have her mouth and her ass. Her cunt is mine. She blinks, tears running down the side of her face as it turns dark red from lack of oxygen. He releases her neck and pulls his cock back enough so she no longer gags. She lies there, breathing heavily through her nose, and he begins to run his hand through her hair. Good girl, he praises her while her small body trembles. That's what I want to see. My cock resting in your warm and wet mouth. If I want to fuck it, I'll fuck it. Do you understand?